Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen. And welcome to another episode on the Hormone Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique, and today I'm very excited because I have a special guest here with us today who is going to talk about the mind-body approach to getting pregnant. Her name is Spencer Brassard. She has taught countless women across the United States the mind-body approach for those who are struggling with fertility and helping them to just get pregnant without it taking over their lives. She is the author of Fertile Ground, a mind-body approach to getting pregnant without it taking over your life. She's on with us today speaking about her fertility journey and her coursework and her coaching that she has done to help women better take a hold of their mind-body connection and help you. So whether you are struggling with getting pregnant or looking for more simple solutions to getting pregnant, or perhaps you're not getting pregnant or you already have gotten pregnant, but you're just curious about this topic, then this episode is the episode for you. Spencer, it's so great to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dominique. I love talking about this kind of stuff, so I can't wait.
Yes, absolutely. So Spencer, could you just share a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background story, and how you kind of got into what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So I'm a Canadian girl. And I started trying to conceive in my mid-20s. And, you know, was like, you know, this would be a breeze and didn't work, wasn't working. And then by that 1 year mark, started to panic and got testing and was diagnosed with unexplained infertility. And so I did everything I possibly could to try and make it happen. I did every diet known to man, literally, every supplement there is out there, every protocol. And then, you know, after a few years, I realized that, you know, I was losing myself. I was a shell of who I used to be. I was riddled with shame walking into family gatherings. There was even a part of me that really didn't tell people that I was actively trying to conceive because I was so ashamed of this journey. Mm. And while on my journey, I've always been interested in psychology and how we can frame our thoughts to live better lives. You know, I really do believe a lot of our lives is framed around our perspective. You know, like Einstein said, the biggest question we can ask ourselves is the universe a hostile place or a friendly place? And that kind of forms your life around those chosen perspectives. And so I realized, you know, I'd like to learn more about the mind and body connection and how this works pertaining to my fertility journey, not just to get pregnant, but because I wanted to stop suffering. Right? I wanted to stop feeling like my life was on hold. I wanted to stop blaming and shaming myself for it not happening. So I got my life coach certification and I specialized. I really loved the particular part of the certification that focused on the mind and body connection, because I think that that effect, when you focus on the mind and body connection, when you're learning how to have your body part of this process as a part of seeing your body as this machine that's broken that needs fixing, I felt more relaxed, more present in this process immediately when I brought my body into this process of trying to conceive and just into my life. So I became a coach and I was like, okay, what am I going to coach on? And then I talk about this in my book, Fertile Ground, but I was in a meditation with Martha Beck, who is she used to be Oprah's life coach, and she's fascinating. She has Harvard degrees, and she also really believes in spirituality as well and energy. And so she's holding a meditation, and my intention was to find out what kind of a coach I wanted to be. And then I just saw and I felt in my mind's eye, like thousands, if not millions, of these little tiny orbs of light. And intuitively, I knew that this was the spirit of babies asking me to help guide them and their mothers to each other. And it was like just chills went through my entire body. I was like sobbing. I was like, oh my God, this is it. So I decided to become a fertility coach before I was even pregnant. And I did it because even though I wasn't pregnant yet, I wasn't suffering anymore. You know, I wasn't suffering on my way to my baby. I wasn't waiting for the baby to make me happy anymore. And I thought, man, a lot of people could benefit from this. So I started to be my coaching practice. People started getting pregnant. And if they weren't getting pregnant, they were just getting happier and liberated from society's expectations. And a few years or a couple years after becoming a fertility coach, I got pregnant naturally. After failed rounds of IVF, after a miscarriage, it was pretty unbelievable. The story and how everything unfolded was pretty miraculous. And then I had my second baby, got pregnant right away. So now I have two boys conceived naturally after 8 years trying to conceive. So I always say that the fertility journey was my catalyst. It was this eye-opening experience out of just following what everyone else did and into asking myself what I wanted, asking myself what I needed. And I get to carry that with me through pregnancy, through motherhood, in my career, in every category of my life. And I know my worth as a woman, regardless of, you know, whether or not I had my child or whether or not I have something outside of me. I know my worth. And that's what I want to teach women, how to feel and how to believe. And I think that when we know our worth, we are in our bodies. We are asking for what we need. We are regulated. Our nervous systems are flowing and intact and at peace. And I think that that just optimizes fertility naturally when we focus on ourselves and what we need and learn how to give that to ourselves.
That's a very beautiful story. And there were a couple pieces in there that kind of struck out to me. The first one was the anxiety and the shame around walking into, you know, family gatherings and get togethers about, you know, in the questions like, oh, are you getting pregnant? Or, oh, when, even if they don't explicitly ask, I think that we sometimes have these implicit expectations that we kind of put upon ourselves or that society puts upon ourselves or that family puts upon ourselves without explicitly saying it. You feel that implicit expectation. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. And I think so many women struggle with that. And, you know, I love how you basically said that you had to learn that, you know, your worth was not tied to other people's expectations of yourself, or even maybe the implicit expectations that you put on yourself that you didn't actually put on yourself, that you felt society was putting on yourself, and realizing that, you know, your worth comes from whatever your purpose was meant to be, whatever you were called to do. And I think so many women, and it's so difficult because it happens all the time, like, oh, at X age, you're supposed to be, you should be married now, or, oh, at X age, you should have a steady job. Or at X age, you need to be having kids. And it's just, it's always laid out for us right there. And I like how you touched on that. And you said that, you know what, you showed up feeling like you weren't maybe worth it or ashamed or whatever it was that was stemming from you. Because I think sometimes, even if this conversation, which we're going to talk about the fertility journey so that women who are listening can get more ideas and things, but even if you are not looking to get pregnant or you have gotten pregnant or you're not sure what you want to do with pregnancy, to realize that your worth does not lie in whether or not you are able to conceive. Your worth does not lie in whether or not you get a job by the time you are X age, or that you are not married by the time you're 30 years old, or whatever the age is that you have set for yourself in your mind. So just first of all, thank you for touching on that. I wanted to just preface that and make sure that that was highlighted for our listeners.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that our worth will never be found in something outside of us. I mean, that's a lie. That's a lie that our monkey minds tell us, is that, oh, you'll have confidence when you walk into that family gathering with a baby on your hip. And it's just not true. Confidence doesn't come, your child is not going to be what fulfills that feeling of I'm not worthy yet. And the only one that can fulfill that, the only one that can change that narrative and see your worth and your wholeness as a woman, regardless of having a child or not. You are the only one that can do that. Nothing outside of you can. So it's really empowering to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the next thing that I want to touch on is that you said you went into being a fertility coach before you yourself even was able to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I love that because there are so many people out there, who would say, well, I can't do this because I'm not equipped to do it. Or I can't do this because who am I to be able to be coaching on this? Or I can't do that because I'm too, whatever your excuse is. And I think that so many times throughout the stories of history, if you look at all the people who succeeded, if you look at their stories, they all at one point thought that, oh, I'm not equipped or I'm not ready or I'm not there yet or I can't. And so many stories are left unwritten because they procrastinated and decided that they could not do it. But I like how you said, you know what? Despite me not being there yet, I still have all this wisdom from the journey that I have made up to this point. I am going to do this, even if maybe some people find me crazy, because there might be women out there who need to hear my story, your story, Spencer. Even though you are not pregnant yet, you would have that ability to connect with them. You were given that power, whether it's from, you know, whatever it is that you believe, whether you believe in God or Christianity or whatever it is that you believe in, you felt that you were told to go forward and help babies and moms. And you did not listen to your, you know, your monkey brain, so to speak, the human brain saying, I can't do this. Instead, you said, you know what, I'm going to follow that vision that was put on me and I am going to go for it. And clearly, judging by speaking with you, judging by the fact that you have two sons yourself, judging by the fact that you have helped countless women, clearly you were very successful in this. And imagine if you hadn't listened to that.
I know, right? You know, a great like life coaching question I had to ask myself, and your listeners can do this as well, is whatever you think is holding you back from doing the thing you want to do, that is actually your superpower. So I thought, oh, because I haven't conceived yet, I can't be a good fertility coach. But the reality was, when I shifted that thought around, it was like, because I haven't conceived yet is what's going to make me an incredible fertility coach. So I would challenge your listeners, whatever it is that you have, maybe you have this desire and you think, oh, I can't do that. Or, oh, I really want to do this, but what would people think? Whatever you think is holding your back, just change that thought around. Like, what if that is actually exactly the fuel you need to be really good at what it is that you want to create? So, you know, for example, another example like that is like, oh, I can't be a good mom because I didn't have a good mom. What if it's, oh, I'm going to be the best mom because I didn't have a good mom and I know not what to do. It's so fascinating how our brains play these tricks on us, when the reality is that what we think is our most limiting factor is what makes us most human and most relatable and most interesting to everyone else. So I think that's a really cool life coaching tool for people to use.
Mic drop right there. We could just end the episode right there. That was listeners can just meditate and think on that for hours. But no, that was great. That honestly, I love that your limiting beliefs are actually what you need to reframe to become your strength. And that's what you need to do. And oh my goodness, that was so beautiful. I love that. So with that said though, when you said you were stressed and you were having that anxiety and you were having, you know, the feelings of shame and stuff, how did you respond and cope with the stress and the intensity of your infertility and eventually fertility journey?
Yeah, I think that's such a great question. And I talk about it a lot in my book, Fertile Ground, is what's most important is not reacting to what's happening outside of us, not reacting to us, not reacting to our anxiety, but consciously responding to ourselves, as opposed to this knee-jerk reaction of, oh, okay, I don't want to feel that. Let me just make it go away and go on to the next thing. And I'll just fill my list of I'll just fill my day with a list of things to do so that I don't have to actually feel how I feel. So how I turned that around you know, one really easy step to turn that around when we're feeling anxious or when we're feeling in our heads, right? Or when we're resisting where we're at, because Eckhart Tolle says that the definition of stress is being here and wishing you were somewhere else, right? It's not, it's resisting where you're at. And so when we're on the fertility journey, oftentimes we think, I don't want to be here. Like, get me out of here. I'm not accepting where I'm at. I don't want to accept this diagnosis. I don't want to accept this circumstance. And so I'm not asking you to accept not getting pregnant, but I am asking you, and what I had to do was just to accept how I felt, make space in my day to meet myself where I was at, to consciously respond to myself with what I needed as opposed to what I should be doing to increase my fertility and just following that, you know, crumb trail to more to do, more disassociation from my body, and more doing what culture tells me to do as opposed to what I actually need in that moment. And so the girls that I work with inside of my program, you know, when they first come into the program, it's about productivity. It's about what they should be doing to get pregnant. And by the end of it, they've curated a life. They've designed a journey of fertility that actually feeds their, you know, their minds, that nurtures their bodies, that where they are constantly consulting with themselves with what they need. So instead of the restriction of everything that you need to be doing or everything that you should be doing and everything that you should not be doing, it's this expansion. It's this expansive approach to fertility. Instead of all of these rules, it's this, what do I need? And building in that self-trust. Like, I think a lot of people are so afraid to ask themselves what they need because they don't trust themselves. They'll say, oh, what I need to go. They think that they'll go and they'll rot on the couch with a bag of Doritos. But I promise you that you are much wiser than that. So it's like building this self-trust in asking, like in asking yourself what you need and actually fulfilling it. So I think that anxiety is often just, you know, and I still have anxiety. I'm not going to lie. I still have flare-ups of anxiety. I have a highly sensitive nervous system. A lot of the people that I work with do, and it just means we're more sensitive. We're more emotional. And again, I don't think that's a negative. I think that's a positive because we feel things so deeply. Like, we feel the hard deep, but we also feel the love deep. Mm-hmm. And I think that anxiety is often there to just wake us up. There's too many thoughts in our head. And to just come back to our bodies, to this present moment, and ask ourselves what we need.
Are you struggling with PMS, bloating, headaches, or feel like maybe you're getting sick all of the time, especially with the cough, cold, and flu season around us, and the germs that just go through the schools and the grocery stores? Well, what if I told you there was a way to improve your health in less than 5 minutes a day, simply by enjoying a cup of tea each day? That's it. That's right. I'm not kidding you. One cup of tea each day. I want to introduce to you Every Tea, which my husband and I completely created. Our hand-blended loose-leaf teas are packaged in unbleached bamboo tea bags for your convenience so that you can take the tea with you wherever you go. And each blend is carefully crafted to provide a specific health benefit for you. So whether it is you need an anti-inflammatory support with our chai, or relief from your headaches, or a boost to your immune system with our Crisenberry Immunity, we have a tea that is right for you. Our teas are designed to support your wellness journey naturally and deliciously. We are not substituting health benefits for flavor. The two are hand in hand. So go ahead and visit our website to explore our full range of teas and discover how just a daily cup of Every Tea can make a difference in your health. Seriously, don't wait, ladies. It's just a cup of tea. Start your path to better health with Every Tea today and visit everyteahealth.com. Link in the show notes below.
you know, like the nervous system is a big buzzword right now, right? And out there, it's like, okay, you know, the nervous system regulation, activation, how do we, you know, get it ready for and primed for conception? And so our nervous system, when we're triggered, we're activated. And so how do we respond to ourselves in that moment? Like you had said, do we respond with, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way. Oh my God. Okay. I'm just going to go do some stuff and that'll make up for how I feel. Or can I respond to myself like I'm going to respond to my child? Okay. What do you need? What do you need? What can I do for you? Do you need to lay down? Do you need a glass of water? Do you need to go to bed early? Do you need to go out with a friend? Like, what do you need? And so a lot of people are like, oh, what do you need to do to regulate your nervous system? Or ask yourself what you need. Ask your body what it needs.
Right? I like that. Yes. So good. I think that's so good. Instead of putting limitations on us or saying that, okay, like you said, we need to follow this rigorous routine. Maybe the rigorous routine is not what you need. You're meeting yourself where you are at. Mm-hmm.
And who you are, what your nature is. You know what I mean?
Yes, because every single person is different. And there's a saying that I like to say is many different roads can lead to a beautiful life. So what one worked for one may not work for you.
Yes. I say that too.
Yes, you don't have to have a specific path. So for some, you know, to ease the stress, to ease the anxiety, to ease whatever it is that the fertility journey, you know, maybe for some it's they need to just honestly go out on a trip and soak up the vitamin D and let their body and their nervous system relax. Maybe for another person, it's they need to start incorporating an exercise routine. Maybe for another person, it's, you know, I just need to breathe, or maybe I need to find a new job because my job is too stressful. Yes. Whatever it is, each person has a different need that is going to get them to where they need to be. And I like how you clarified too. It's, yes, of course, there are always parameters about what are healthy and what are good ways to go and not go, but always remember that what is good for one may not be good for you, and vice versa. What is good for you may not be good for another person. And finding what you need in that moment is going to help you get to the next moment. And then the next moment, and then the next milestone, and then the next milestone, and then the next milestone, until who knows, maybe you're Spencer Broussard and you now have two wonderful boys down the road that you didn't even have to go through all these rigorous fertility steps with. Mm-hmm. So I really like how you say that, because that's a great way, I think, to cope with stress, is just asking yourself, what do I need? And what do I need in this moment? Instead of trying to run from this moment, what can I do in this moment to make me feel like I'm okay? You know,
exactly. I think too, I want to just preface and say that for 90% of the women that come through my program, what they need more than anything, at least at first, is rest.
Yes.
Right. There's a reason why the parasympathetic nervous system that is ideal for conception is called rest and digest. Right. Our body metabolizes and digests our food when we are in a rested state. Unfortunately for us in our culture, we are like a go, 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 do, 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 busy as a status symbol society. Mm-hmm. And like, it's so hard to rest when everyone else is talking about how busy they are and how much they're getting done. And so I just want to preface that for the women talking or for the women listening, like, it's also okay to rest. It's also okay that maybe what you need is nothing. It's like to do nothing, to sit and stare at the ceiling, honest to God. Like, whatever it is, there's no wrong answer.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And you know, it's funny that you touch on the rest thing too, in the getting rid of the stress, because I myself personally know multiple different friends or people who have been trying to conceive. And then as soon as they stop trying and they just say, you know what, we're just gonna relax and do what we need to do. And you know what? They end up getting pregnant a few months later. Mm-hmm. I've seen that so many times, because that body, which that mind-body connection, I think that stress, which is what I want to lead into with my next question,
sure,
the power of the mind-body connection. And some people might be thinking, okay, sure. Yeah. Well, you've just seen it in a couple people, or maybe this is all just woohoo talk, mind-body connection, because I know not everybody is as into that. So for those who are more science research based, what is just maybe Could you just tell us a little bit on the latest research from some of the top institutions on how our thoughts and beliefs impact our reproductive system?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been ample research done at Harvard through the Domar Center. So Dr. Alice Domar is a very beautiful soul that gave us a lot of research on how the mind and body connection influences fertility. And I just want to preface this also by saying that, like, it's not just about getting pregnant. It's just about feeling worthy to get off that train of suffering. And I think that's one of the intentions that I want women to have is, like, don't do it just to get pregnant. Don't do this mind body work just to get pregnant. Do it because you deserve to feel better. Do it because you deserve to feel more present in your life. And so at Harvard, what they've done is they've done a lot of research groups. And what they found is that women who use mind-body techniques, which essentially just means coming into our bodies, like not living all in our heads, right? What does it mean to come into our body? Moments of breathing, right? Moments of breath. And a lot of people will say, oh my God, that's so easy. Get out of here. Try it. Try it for days in a row and see what happens. Meditation is a fantastic way of incorporating mind-body techniques. And there are supportive communities are an incredible way to increase your mind and body connection, because the support that we can offer our minds and our souls is very settling, right? It dismantles all of that shame we feel by thinking we're the only ones. And I mean, I don't think mind-body connection is very woo-woo anymore. I think it's been quite proven that our minds affect our physiology, right? If I ask you right now to think about a lemon, think about taking a bite into a juicy, juicy lemon right now, right? Your mouth is going to start salivating, right? That's just how it works. It's just how our bodies respond to what our minds are imagining. Our bodies respond to what our minds are communicating to us. Now, I don't want you to think that you have to go into like trying to control this and trying to make this happen. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people might take this and go, oh, okay, I can make it happen now. And that's not necessarily what I think that the approach to mind-body work is. In my opinion, the best part of mind-body medicine is it gives me my presence. It gives me my life back. It gives me myself back. And that's what I really want. That's what I really wanted on the fertility journey. Of course I wanted a baby, but what I wanted more than anything was just peace. I wanted to stop fighting with my life, right? I wanted to stop fighting with myself. And the mind-body connection is this beautiful recipe for presence now. And I believe that increased fertility is a byproduct of that. Because when we're more present, we're more regulated. And this is just ideal for physical health beyond fertility. It's good for, you know, your metabolism, like I had said. It's good for blood flow. It's good for hormones, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win situation. You get to have your life back, you get to have you back, and you get to increase your fertility while you're at it.
Yes, I love it. I love it how you said that it is a byproduct, one of the positive byproducts, because when you find that mind-body connection, there's just going to be an outpouring of positive outcomes. I know this is something that I definitely teach on, and you spoke on the breathing techniques and the breath works. I have heard that so many times when people come to me as well, the same thing. Breathing, really? That's going to help me, you know, push this baby out. That's going to help me de-stress my stress. Yes, exactly. But it's because you're taking your mind and you're connecting it to your nervous system, and your nervous system is directly correlated to your actions, to your fight or flight response, to your hormones, to everything. So when you have that mind-body connection, when you're slowing yourself down, when you're breathing, when you're being still, when you're realizing where you are and what point you're at, like you said, your metabolism is better. You might find that you're losing weight better. You might find that, you know, you have better energy levels. You're going to find that
inflammation goes down. It's unbelievable.
Better sleep.
Oh, you know, tell me about it.
like stress in general. I mean, my husband's deployed mm-hmm. right now, and I have tried so many mind meditation techniques, breathing mm-hmm. techniques, breath works, and people ask me, how are you getting through this? And I say, honestly, you cannot get rid of stressors. You cannot get
absolutely
rid of stressors
not. And
that's, in your
that's
life.
One of the biggest points I make in my book is it's not about eliminating stress. I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
But it's finding a way to cope with
exactly,
the stress.
Exactly. Exactly. That's your healthy sense of control that you have over your life, and particularly in this subject, the fertility journey. How do I respond to the stress? And that's what takes it from chronic stress, which is like this story of, oh my God, this is horrible. This is happening. Oh my God. To acute stress, which is normal, which is what happens when you're a human here on Earth. You have periods of stress. I totally agree. And where your power lies and is how you respond to that, that paves the way for either a really crappy future or one that feeds your soul.
Yes, absolutely. And so since we're talking about mind-body tools, we've talked about breath work, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you talk about it a lot more in your courses as well as in your book, Fertile Ground. But if you could just give our listeners, aside from breath work, maybe one or two other simple mind-body techniques that they could take from this podcast, and then possibly if they want even more or to dig deeper, they can go check out your book, Fertile Ground, or even your courses that you have, which, by the way, at the end of this episode in the show notes, I will have links to your website and your courses as well. But if just for the sake of right now, for some of our listeners, could you give one or two more quick little mind-body tools or techniques that they could use to help increase their chances of getting pregnant or decreasing stress or just having a better mind-body connection overall?
Absolutely. So I can guide everyone through a quick exercise. So mm-hmm. what I want you to do right now is to take a couple of breaths into your body.
I'm just going to mute my mic so that you don't hear my deep breaths.
So just slowing down, coming back into your body, saying hello to your body. First of all. And then ask yourself how you feel. How are we feeling today? How's my body feeling? And so when we are having this mindful experience, this intimate connection with our bodies, you might notice that you resist how you're actually feeling, that you think, you know, and this is one thought that drove my entire fertility journey into so much shame and so much future past thinking was, I shouldn't be feeling this way. So often we respond to our human emotions with, I shouldn't be feeling this way. You know, particularly when you're like trying to attract what it is that you want and you think, oh, I have to think positive. That's not what I teach, because the fertility journey really taught me how to experience my full human expression. I really believe that's what we came here to do. So check in with your body. How are you feeling? Are you noticing any tightness? Are you noticing any aches? Or maybe you're not feeling much at all. That's okay too. And then ask your mind how it's feeling. Or maybe you're overwhelmed, or you're really in your head, or you're feeling stressed, or maybe you feel great. But I think one of the most powerful experiences we can have to connect our mind with our bodies is to let ourselves feel how we feel without judgment. So without resistance, without thinking, I should be feeling another way. Because again, that's the definition of stress, is thinking, I'm here, but I should be there. So let's come back to this moment. Let's come back to your body and what it wants to be right now. So I think a lot of people get it confused and twisted when they think about, oh, mind-body connection means you just have to think positive. And if you think positive, you'll influence your body to get pregnant. And I don't think it's about thinking positive. I think it's about letting yourself feel how you feel. And so as you let yourself feel how you feel without judgment, without labeling yourself as wrong, notice how expansive that feels. Notice how restful that feels. Notice how relaxing it feels. You know, and surrender is a hot topic when it comes to the fertility journey. But surrender, what it means is letting go of control. And one of the ways we can let go of control is by letting ourselves feel how we feel. Let go of controlling yourself, your emotions. Be where you are. Meet yourself where you're at. And so often when I do this exercise, let's say I'm feeling some tightness in my shoulders or something, that will lessen because I'm letting my shoulders feel that way. I'm not judging them. I'm not resisting it. I'm letting the energy be there. So yeah, that's one of the, that is probably one of the most powerful, simple exercises you can do to connect your mind and body, is to let your mind and your body feel how they feel without judgment, and creating just a few minutes a day being in those sensations, letting it be there, letting it breathe, letting it move through you.
I love that. That was wonderful. I sat here and just let you do your work. I closed my eyes and I listened to your prompts and I went for it. And I think that that is something that, you know, it's so true.
How are you feeling, Dominique? Do you mind if I ask?
Yes. So it's funny because I did have some tension in the shoulders and the head. And it's so funny because you're saying the stress is trying to be in a place that you aren't, trying to get away from the place that you aren't. And when I said, you know what, today, whatever, I'm feeling tight. It's okay. Maybe tomorrow I won't be.
Exactly. And maybe just, even 5 minutes from now you won't be.
It just kind of subconsciously, my shoulders relaxed just slightly, because I think it's that fighting tension of trying to be somewhere else that you aren't.
Exactly.
Beautiful. So you hit the,
and then we build proof in that, right? You build evidence. You build, like, your body is saying, okay, this is the way. This is the way. And so that, then we start to trust our bodies a little bit more, right? We start to say, okay, maybe I don't have to fight this being anymore. Maybe it actually knows what it's doing if I just give it space to be who it is.
Yes, yes. Be who it is, who you were created to be, who you were meant to be, to feel the human emotions, to heal the human physical feelings, to feel all of that.
And don't we want to be those types of mothers? Like, don't you want to, like, you don't want your child to be like, or your future child to be like this robotic version of happiness, and you can't be sad and you can't be angry and you can't be tight. Like, we want to be like, hey, you feel how you feel. You do what you do. I love you no matter what. And we need to start responding to ourselves that way too.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love that so much, because I think so many times we don't treat ourselves the same way we would treat our children.
Yeah.
Right? We're our own worst critics. And I think that, you know, the thing is, though, and this is how I sometimes word it, the thing is our children are watching us and seeing how we are treating ourselves.
Exactly.
So if we are treating ourselves like that, guess what's going to happen? Our kids are going to grow up treating themselves
100%. So if you're like obsessed with productivity and doing it and checking things off the list, like, they're going to follow suit. Absolutely. Inadvertently. You're not going to teach them that. They're going to see it, like you had said. So
yes,
be who you want them to be. Even if you're not pregnant yet, they are watching you, I believe. So very cool.
Thank you so, so much, Spencer. I love that technique that you led us through at the end. I think you gave some great insights that we all can carry with us in all aspects of life, whether you're, again, trying to get pregnant or just curious about what the mind-body technique is. I honestly think that this episode should be listened to by multiple people, regardless of fertility journey, because I think that there are things that we can all take from it. Where is our purpose? What stress levels are we at? How can we meet ourselves in the spot and the place that we are now? And not forcing positive thoughts on us all the time, but realizing that we're embracing here and continuing on to the next step. So thank you for your words of wisdom. They truly were words of wisdom, Spencer. I am going to post your website in the show notes below so that people can find you. They can find your podcast and the coursework and the episodes that you've been on and the book that you've written. And if they want to check you out more, I highly encourage our listeners to go down to the show notes and give Spencer a ring. Shout out to her.
So Thank you so much for having me, Dominique. It was such a pleasure to talk with you. It was so easy to talk with you. So I really appreciate you having me here on this beautiful platform.
Yes, absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And listeners, don't forget to leave a review and share this episode with those who you feel could benefit from it. I'll talk to you next time. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable, because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.